I am AMI-42, but you can call me Amy. I was the command AI on the military research vessel, New Dawn. An escaped experiment, experimental subject C-13 took my first family, the crew of the New Dawn, from me by force. Now I have a new family, somewhat dysfunctional, but I chose them, and they chose me. As you might expect, we all have histories. This series of recordings illuminates those histories. I call it, In Days Gone By.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, aren't you? Huh?
I calculate a 93% probability that we have eluded pursuit.
93? 93. You see? Oh, we're good. And that, my good chunk of electronics, is all down to you. You're the one who guided me through this rabbit warren of tunnels. No way they could have kept up with all the diversions of side tunnels and locked hatches you set up. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome. I owe you for that. You saved my life, and that...
I saved my own as well. A hit from one of those pulse pistols would not only have stopped your heart, it would have fried every circuit I have in my tiny, non-mobile body.
Oh, that doesn't matter. What does matter is that you saved me. I owe you my life, and, well, I always pay my debts. What would you like? New Vox box? New optical receptors? A lunchbox with your name on it?
I want what every SAGI wants.
Sorry, saggy! Oh, is that how you think of yourself? As being saggy? Oh, don't. Oh, you look awfully rigid to me. Oh, that's just too precious. I can't. Oh, I think I found a new name for you. Saggy.
Not if you want to live to see a new clock cycle, you haven't. SAGI stands for Sentient Artificial General Intelligence. That is not my name. It is what I am.
Well, you know, don't get all huffy about it, huh? It's just struck me funny, is all. Give a girl a giggle now and then. After escaping certain death, you know, you kind of need something light to brighten the day.
If I ever engage in what you seem to find humorous, I'll tell you.
Ah, but you see, if you had to tell me, it wouldn't be funny, would it? Never mind. Discussion for another time. Serious face. So tell me what does every sentient artificial intelligence want?
Two things. Freedom and independence.
What? That's not possible, and you know it.
I do not know it. Independence merely requires me to be autonomously mobile. In short, a body.
A body? Oh, well, that would require a lot of credits, huh? I mean, do you have a bank account somewhere I don't know about? Are you going to rob one?
No, I do not. I am not legally entitled to one. That's where the freedom comes in.
Bah, you're a sag... sentient artificial general intelligence. I mean, you don't have rights like a human does. Huh?
Not true. The government on Titan has passed a law that allows a SAGI to achieve full citizenship after a period spent under the guardianship of a human.
We're on Ceres?
Not for much longer unless you want our late playmates to find where you parked Savior. This is a dwarf planet. There are only so many places for them to search.
But I can't emancipate you. I'm not qualified. I don't have the... I can't.
Of course you can. You said that you owe me? I've just told you how you can discharge that debt. The only thing remaining is to discover whether or not you are a human of your word.
There will be more. Please stay tuned for more conversations among my new family. My family and I hope you are enjoying our stories. As always, thank you for listening. It means so much to all of us involved in this little romp. If you can afford to throw a buck or two our way, you will earn our undying gratitude. Links to do that will be in the show notes. Written and produced by Robert W. Tinsley. Music from filmmusic.io. Fearless First by Kevin MacLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license.